Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. We have discovered that there has been fraud on our account and involving you folks. And I talked with a lady and told us all of the withdrawals from our account. And we have just discovered it, been going on apparently since April. And so I wanted to talk. They shipped me over to fraud, and I'm assuming that's you. So I don't know exactly what to do to help here.
Okay. Whatever account was open has already been closed. Can you please provide your zip code?
73533.
Okay, 73533, and your first and last name, please.
It would be under Lynn Harbin, H-A-R-B-N as in boy, I-N.
Or possibly Sally Harbin.
Or possibly Sally. Her name is Sally Lynn Harbin.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please, while I access the information. All right, still accessing information, so it'll be just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's about there. I do apologize for the wait.
That's all right, ma'am.
Okay, if you can also, it does show the name of Lynn Harbin. For security purposes, please verify your address.
401 West Ridge, Duncan, Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you could also please verify an email for.
Can I ask a real quick question, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my bank statement, trying to see how what's listed on there. And I do have a charge in April under a company called Advantage Fireplace Fast. Could that be one of the names of your company?
Normally what shows on a statement is merchant names. And of course, I'd be happy to further assist. I have to have verification of everything that was provided on the website. But merchant names are usually what shows by a charge. We would not be able to access information with those merchant names. We use information like the name and address and email, things like that, that are provided for online orders, which is what this which is how this started.
Her email address is harbinsl@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you so much. And does she have another email address?
No.
Okay. Do you have an email address?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please verify that?
robertlharbin@yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you have another email address?
No.
Personal or professional?
No.
Okay. Can you please verify a phone number for me, please?
Area code 563-663. 5232.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And one moment, please. All right. I have gotten an account located that does show your wife's name and also your address here. And it shows your phone number. And it shows a different email here that you didn't provide. And let's see. It shows a canceled account.
Mm-hmm. The young lady we talked to said that there was another email called buyout draw, underline draw zero iCloud.com. I have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does show that email. We don't necessarily are supposed to give out that information. That's why we have to have you verify it. But, yeah, it does show a different email. But it shows.
Yeah, it's not a.
It shows a canceled account for a sweepstake offer for, it shows kitchen. but normally it's an abbreviated offer. I think this is like for a KitchenAid. I don't know if it's the KitchenAid mixer or.
The lady told me she told us pots and pans.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The young lady we talked to said it was for pots and pans?
Cookware.
I'm not sure if it's for cookware, but it just shows kitchen. And normally it's for KitchenAid. So I'm not sure if it's pots and pans. I think it's like a KitchenAid mixer.
Uh-huh.
Is what I've seen these. But it's a sweepstake offer is how it started. And yes, you said it started in April. Hold on, let's see.
Yeah, so it was $7.95 shipping fee, and then it went to $56.95 every month thereafter. Sometimes it was declined.
Mm-hmm.
June and July, it was declined and redone in July, and then accepted in August, declined in September, and then approved again in September, approved in October, and declined in November.
The $7.95 is actually an entry into the sweepstake. The customer, per terms and conditions, when they, and probably it's due to maybe completing a survey, could be something with an email, but the $7.95 is entry into the sweepstake, and it gives like 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the KitchenAid item. If they don't win within 2 days, they enroll per terms and conditions into a shopping store membership. And it's automatic mm-hmm. enrollment unless the individual calls, of course, to cancel. So that $56.95 is a shopping store membership. It's
uh-huh.
what they get, and it's monthly. So it does.
Yeah, we have no idea.
There, I remember back early this year, I looked at a sweepstake offer and thought that this thing is a scam. And didn't do anything. Could somehow that have gotten me enrolled in this mess?
Well, this would have been something done on a website. It shows April 28th is when the $7.95 was paid. The website that was...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you're fine. It shows that the website that was checked out on was trueproductsforless.com.
I have no memory of what it was.
Okay, well, that is that's how these start. And the account has been canceled, and yes, it's an old account, but it did start with that $7.95. But when the orders are processed, like these sweepstake offers, the customer agrees to terms and conditions. And that's what caused the additional charges, and they were monthly or recurring.
Can we get our money back?
Unfortunately, we would not be able to go back to April because of the age of the charges. It does show that with both attempts to bill for the month of November, that they were declined on both attempts.
Mm-hmm.
The $56.95 that it shows for October 13th, I can assist with that one. Let's see. Just get out of
also, September the 12th was approved.
I just have to assist with one at a time. Yes, sir. I see the entire account.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. All right. So October 13th for the $56.95. Let me take just a moment. All right, let's see. Allow me just a moment, sir. It gave me... an electronic refund failed there, so allow me just a moment. Let's put in the request here. All right, let's see. That is all right. So that one was for October. Let's see.
I sit my phone down with you and go to the bathroom. Here.
I think it's going to do the same thing with all of them. Okay, what date? That was September. September 12th. August 10th. All right, so these gave me the same error, same refund error. So the company will have to refund you directly through the corporate office. Normally with electronic refunds, it's only like 3 to 5 business days. The company refunding asks that you please allow 7 to 10 business days for the refund. And let's see. Get back to. Okay, so are you still there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry.
We're both.
Well, that's it.
No problem.
So that's the name there. Okay, this will take a few minutes. We're able to assist with the past 90 days, which would be, well, really not the past 90 days, but the last 3 charges.
Okay.
We can assist you with what was charged on October 13th with September 12th. And August 10th. And
well, any you're able to do is much appreciated.
Okay, you are welcome. Let's see. I'm about there. It takes a few minutes. All right. So if you would please allow the 7 to 10 business days and you will be receiving those 3 charges or 3 refunds, excuse me, of $56.95 each. And this account was canceled, so there won't be any further billing.
Okay. And then I have just one question. If you've got a moment.
Yes.
The other lady that we were speaking to who was very helpful in explaining all this to us, but she said that when you enrolled in all this and when this started, this may have been my fault. I did not actively enroll in this, but I did look at a sweepstakes offer earlier this year, and sometimes these businesses aren't the most honest. So I may have gotten roped in without even knowing what was happening. Anyway, she said that when you sign up for these things, you get monthly vouchers and so on and so forth. Well, I've seen nothing from this company except now to know that they've been charging me, but with nothing coming back my way. Do you have any understanding of that?
Well, let's see. Some of them do have vouchers. Let's see. But that information comes to the email.
Okay.
Let's see. And it does start with the sign up. So with some of the vouchers, they are like, there are different kinds of sweepstakes. So if you can guess, we provide customer service for quite a few online companies.
I don't think I want anything more to do with any of this. I guess I was just kind of curious. So I don't know if I want to deal with any of these vouchers at all. I think it was more of a curiosity question than anything else.
Okay. Well, this one probably does, since the recurring charges for a shopping store membership. Pardon me. And whenever the monthly charge is billed, it's also supposed to be another entry into that sweepstake offer.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be double fold there. But all of that has ended. Of course, if you did care to get the voucher, we do have a sister call center that assists with a little more. We can put in a request, but the information that would have been sent to the email would have been back in the month of April. There may be monthly vouchers that are sent via email, not certain, but the initial information regarding the voucher is sent when the order is processed.
Okay. And I don't even know how to access that email. Well, you have been more than helpful today to sort this mess out and to get it. And so it may be a hard lesson, but you've recouped some of our loss, and we're grateful for that. So,
thank you very much.
I don't know of any other questions or anything else to ask. I just appreciate all of this. All of your help today, and the other lady as well, and for your patience with us.
Oh, you're most welcome, ma'am. We're a 24/7 call center. If you do have any additional questions, you can always give us a call back.
Okay. That's the same number we first called?
Yeah, the first number that you called.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate it. And if you have nothing else or any further information or tips for us, I guess, then I don't know of anything else to ask, so I guess that would be it then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I thank you and hope your rest of your day goes better than this.
Okay. You have a good day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer
support. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.